Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of One Life Busy Lemons podcast. If you're new, I'm your host, India Watson, and if you're not new, welcome back. Hi guys, happy Wednesday. It's Wednesday for me. I literally, I'm gonna be honest, podcasting was the least thing on my mind. I have, a habit, a tendency, actually, to feel like when I'm most overwhelmed, when I'm most, I don't know. But I always feel like podcasting is the best way to express how I'm feeling and really talk about how I feel. And lately, it's been bad. But I've been losing, I don't want to say, oh my gosh, I don't want to say I've been losing my mind. I will say that, it's just getting bad. Obviously, y'all heard the train. Obviously, it goes in waves, you know. Not every bad situation is gonna be a bad situation forever, but it's just I don't know, maybe because it's getting cold. I wrote down in my journal, I was the colder it gets, the worse my seasonal depression becomes. But I'm gonna be so honest, because I've struggled with mental health for a very long time in life. I think in seventh grade is when seventh grade is when I really just started struggling bad. It'd be really bad, just weeks in bed, not showering. That sounds so gross. I hate when people were oh my gosh, you went a week without showering, or you just neglected yourself. Yes. Yes, I would literally just rot away. It was just bad, and I don't allow myself to rot anymore. One thing I always try to do is continue to move, because I don't even know where I'm going with this, but junior and sophomore year, oh my gosh, I would miss so much school because I would be so inconvenienced that I would just stay home and let myself cry all day. And I liked being home alone because I just needed to feel sad in peace without people coming into my room or people calling me, and I have to wipe my tears and come down and be a normal person. I just like to stay home. But I would just let myself wallow in sadness. And, I don't want to wallow in sadness, so I'm making a podcast episode. My shirt's on backwards. Oh, my gosh. I'm making a podcast episode to talk about how, bad times aren't going to last forever. These things don't last. I feel like sadness is a very addictive feeling. I feel like when people get sad, we tend to listen to, sad music. We tend to engage in, sad things, dark rooms, dark places, you know, isolation, pushing people away. Sadness can be very addicting because a lot of people feel like they get sad so often that they find so much comfort in that. And when they're happy, they tend to just sabotage that to find more comfort in their despair, which is really deep, dark, and sad. This is exactly why I try not to dwell on my sadness. But I just found myself, sometimes my brain tells me that I need to be less of myself and less of who I am. I'm literally me. I love being myself, and I love the way I love people. I love the way I act. I love the way I talk. I love the openness of who I am. But part of me just wishes I could just be less of that. That sounds so deep. I get the worst feelings of disassociation. Oh my gosh, why do people know me? I need to disappear. And that's bad. I don't know if that's bad. Is that normal? I have no clue. But I always just want to disassociate. I need to fall off the face of the earth. And that feeling lasts for maybe a week. And then I'm all right, back and better. Back and better. Life is going up. But I don't know. I've been journaling so often. This morning I woke up feeling so sad. I just wanted to lay in bed, but I don't allow myself to sit up and be sad anymore. So I push through. I find silver linings through my day. You know, when you wake up sad, it's not you just continue throughout that sadness through the day. I feel obviously there's that underlying feeling of dang, my situation, my circumstances kind of suck right now, but there's so much goodness around me. And I was sitting in my bed because I was there's nothing to do. I've done my homework. I went to Starbucks today and I just sat up and I did work. I was feeling all mysterious. And there was this girl with her boyfriend in front of me, and she was so pretty. She looked like one of those girls I see on Pinterest who do the little artsy aesthetic, and she looks like she draws and stuff. And I was whoa, she's so cute. And I was just sitting there, like, thinking, like, whoa, I'm so mysterious, and I'm listening to my music, and I'm, like, I feel so cutesies right now, and I'm doing my work. And, like, I was just, like, do you guys ever just look at people? I watch people. I, like, literally saw an old couple holding hands, and it made me happy. When I see little kids, it makes me so happy. I don't know why. I just feel so overjoyed being reminded of, like, the youth and the happiness and, like, people genuinely smiling and being happy. I laugh at those things. I find those things to be very cute. I'll walk by things and be like, oh, that's so cute. Old people, I love old people so much. Oh my gosh. I've just, like, I don't know. I think too much. I think a lot. It's really bad. It's so bad. I think so much and I just, like, lose myself in my thoughts sometimes. And I try not to let those things consume me because I don't want, like, I don't want my energy to just be so, like, dark and negative and sad. I don't want to be a pessimist. Like, I've been a pessimist for a while, and I worked really hard on, like, optimism. I work really hard to be optimistic, but sometimes, like, I just try, man. I try to be optimistic. I try to be positive, even though, like, man, like, I just be thinking. Like, it's also bad. But in my journal today, like, I woke up, I told you guys I wasn't feeling really, like, too happy. I pushed forward though, kept it going. I was like, whatever, don't wanna go to school. But my day ends at 12:18. I like sitting with my friends and talking to them. I have my headphones. As long as my AirPods are charged, I can make it through the day. If my AirPods weren't charged, my headphones were, my MacBook's dead, I don't know. That's an iffy day. But I like wrote in my journal that I don't like to be, I'm so focused, especially because, like, obviously I'm a senior now. And, like, I'm not finna see these people that I've grown up with, like, my whole life, people I've known since, like, elementary school. Like, it's crazy. I literally think about that. I'm like, whoa, we feel like I've known you since we were in first grade, like, since we were 7, man, and we're, like, gonna be 18. That's cool. I've, like, seen you grow up. You've seen me grow up. We, like, talk, been in and out of each other's lives. But no, my goal from, like, the end of or middle of my junior year, and, like, I emphasize it a lot more now, but I literally just want to be on good vibes, like, chill vibes. I don't ever intentionally try to be, like, a pessimist. I don't try to be negative. I don't try to spread my negativity. Even though, like, it's so crazy because I try so hard to be so optimistic and positive. I've had a heck of a, like, introduction to my senior year. Not even, like, academically, like, it's been hard. It's just, like, my life around me. Like, I was dealing with some stuff, and then my grandmother passed, and then I had to deal with some more stuff, and then it's, like, a lot of internal, like, battle too. It's just, like, me finding myself, or me, like, navigating through my own life, which can be very overwhelming sometimes. I don't think it's ever underwhelming. I think it's very overwhelming. It's so weird, like, everything, it's just so weird. But I was just journaling, like, how I want to be on good vibes, and I may not get along with a lot of people or like being around a lot of things, but I've, like, am trying more to stay more positive and keep a lot of my negative things and thoughts to myself and coexist and be on good vibes. Like, I'm all for every time I'm around my friends, I'm like, yo, let's just catch vibes. I'm all for, like, let's getting nonverbal and let's play some music. Like, let's just chill out. So I'm really, like, emphasizing and catching vibes and stuff and being on cool vibes and good vibes with literally everybody. Like, it's weird when you know people don't like you. I don't care that people don't like me. I've been really based off of, like, your opinion on me, good or bad, does not matter because it's not going to change the way I feel about myself. My goal is still to work on being a better person and a good person and being more forgiving and loving and whatnot because that's, like, my goal and what I'm trying to work on. But sometimes that gets really hard and really convoluted. But, like, mentally, it just, I get so bad. Like, mentally, sometimes I just struggle. And I know that's normal. And I'm always, like, I'm such a big advocate for talking about mental health because I know it's, like, such a real thing. And you don't look at people and you don't, like, see them and you're not like, oh yeah, this person is struggling. Like, you're not looking at people and thinking that. You know, everybody's probably coming up in your face with a smile or, you know, with some kind of optimism, with some kind of positivity. And so sometimes when I get in, like, moods like this, I kind of hate it. Like, I don't like that. Sometimes I feel like I need to be less of myself. Like, I don't know. It's weird. I don't really like that. So I feel like I need to talk about how these thoughts, feelings, and like ideals aren't forever, even though they feel very excruciating and they come in waves. They're never just like they go away and I'm great and I'm good and boom, they just hit me. And it's really crazy. It's really crazy because it's like very unexpected. I feel like it helps you power through. I've like been overwhelmed for the same fact that I have a big crippling fear, which I've realized. I feel like me, I work so hard. Oh my gosh. I work so hard. And I don't congratulate myself enough because I don't feel like I do enough and I feel like I could do more. So even when I say I work so hard, I feel like I could be working harder and being more dedicated and more ambitious. I feel like I could definitely do more. But college is like my biggest fear. And every time I talk to my counselors, they always look at my grades, they look at my scores, they look at my classes. They're like, whoa, you're like so college bound, but I don't feel college bound. Like, you know, the future is such an unpredictable thing to me, and I used to like live so far into the future that now that the future is like right in my face, I'm like scared of it. I was telling my mom, I was like, I filled out a scholarship. And then I cried afterwards. And she was like, why'd you cry? And I was like, this is just so scary to me. Like, why is my life going so fast? Like, I just feel like I'm going at a very rapid pace. And, like, obviously, regardless of where you're at mentally, life is gonna keep going. Like, good or bad, happy or sad, whatever the case may be, this earth is spinning on its axis and it's not waiting for you. And I didn't wanna, because I procrastinated so long. I, like, knew I wanted to go out of state, and it's so weird because I'm like, yep, I'm so ready for college, I'm excited, but I'm also scared in equal measure because college is a big deal to me. I hate that I have to be 17 making decisions that my 35-year-old self is gonna have to live with. Like, if I pick a major and I don't, like, what if I don't love what I do? What if I'm like stuck with a job and I don't succeed? What if I get a what is it, a degree in something I can't even find a job in? Like, and I know it's all about like, okay, well, there are ways to prevent this. Like you do research, and I've been doing that, but still, college is a big step for me. But college is a big step in general, and it's just overwhelming because I like, oh my gosh, it sounds so weird, but I was telling my mom, like, when I took my senior portraits, I was like, yeah, I didn't really think I'd make it to senior year. Like, I didn't see senior year. Like, I don't think at all, like sophomore year, junior year, I ever really talked about senior year. Like, it's not that I just didn't, I don't know, I just didn't see myself making it that far. I've never once been like, oh my gosh, senior year. I probably was like, oh my gosh, I'm ready to leave, I'm ready to go, I'm ready to graduate. But I've never really sat and ever made like conscious thought and effort to what my senior year would look like, to what it would be like. The only thing I decided was going into the next school year, I was gonna like be a better person and coexist with the people around me, the people who don't like me, the people I don't like, the people I had beef with sophomore year, like whatever. I just knew I was gonna coexist. But I never really was thinking, what's my life gonna be like senior year? I just never gave that much thought, never gave that much energy. Like, I didn't think about it. And like, now I'm living it. And I don't even think about, like, I take it one step at a time every single day. And I'm really happy I do that. I like pray in the mornings, especially in the mornings where I feel very overwhelmed. I'll just like talk to God in my head, or obviously I talk to myself. I can sit and have a 40-minute conversation with myself and be on good vibes. But, and I hope I'm not sounding pessimistic in this episode. I'm just trying to like, I don't know. I'm not trying to say I'm trying to be relatable in the sake of like, oh my gosh, let me tell you guys, relate with me. But like, I'm trying to display some awareness in mental health. Isn't it Mental Health Awareness Month too? I didn't even talk about that. Mental Health Awareness Month, and like my mental health is like painfully aware. Drinking Starbs. But like, yeah, mentally sometimes I just get really bad. Really bad, and just like overthinking. Really bad with just like, and I hate to be like, oh, depression, like I get depressed. Because I know like the word is just always thrown around, but like I just get really, really low vibrations, low vibes, low energy, low everything, like low. And I'm always proud of myself because I feel like it takes so much to just not wallow in that forever. You know, I always can congratulate people who pull themselves up, rock bottom, I feel like you can, not even just that, I don't want to say rock bottom, but I just want to say, like, you hit low points every now and then, excuse me, but you always have you picking you up. I talk about things to other people that are so superficial, but I've never once ever sat down and talked to someone about my emotional state, mental state, whatever. I never feel like people understand. I never feel like people can give me advice. And I feel like when I talk about it, people walk away thinking, wow, this girl's like weird. Like, she's sad. She's weird. And it's not that I'm a sad person. I would never say I'm a sad person. I think I'm a content person. Happy or sad, life is still good. God is still good. Like, I'm still, like, happy with, I'm blessed. So I have a good life, you know, despite how I feel, despite what my thoughts are saying, I have a good life around me. I may not feel good, but things are good. Even though it doesn't feel that way, I have, you know, that awareness that despite my own feelings, despite what my thoughts, my emotions, what's going on within me mentally and emotionally, my environment, my surroundings are still good. You know, I have a roof over my head, I have clothes on my back, I have food to eat, parents who love me, I have a sister who loves me, I have friends who I enjoy being around and whom I love. So, despite whatever I feel, think mentally, emotionally, I have a good support system around me. I don't talk about my mental or emotional state, not because I don't rely on my support system, I just don't want, I don't, it's not that I don't even want to confide in them. I just don't feel satisfied after I do, you know? It's not like, I feel more relieved podcasting, and I feel more relieved praying and talking about it to myself and to God than I do talking about it to someone who doesn't fully understand how I feel, what I'm feeling, and what I'm thinking. I think that's what prevents a lot of people from talking about it, because they want to feel understood and they don't feel like you're understanding. And sometimes it's not even just, boom, I need advice. I just would like someone to listen. You know, when you just like want to talk about how you're feeling, you just want someone to listen. I don't need you to be like, oh, it's okay, like, you're gonna get through it. It'll be like, I know that. I know I'll get through it. I know, like, I'm gonna push through. I'm gonna persevere. Life is gonna keep moving. But I just want you to listen. Be like, I get that. Like, I feel that too. I was telling my friend, like, I asked her a question. One thing I always try to do when people, and this, it's like, I don't even try to connect with people in a way to, like, flip it. I always try to tell people this, like, when you talk to me and you're asking me about something, or you're asking for advice, and I tell you something that, like, I can personally relate to, I don't mean to tell you and can talk about me. And, oh my gosh, why am I wording this so bad? I don't mean to, like, talk about myself and make it seem like I'm trying to switch the conversation about me. I'm trying to make sure you know you're not alone. I'm so big on that. I was talking to my friend. She's telling me her life. She's telling me, like, the things she's struggling with, the things that's happening and stuff. Not once did I say, I told her, I think I said something. But I was like, all you can do is try, you know? All you can ever do is try life. I'm not going to tell anybody, okay, well, if you just do that, you know, this will happen. Or if you do that, this will happen. And you just got to stay consistent. And even if it's hard, just keep pushing through. No, like, honestly, my advice to anybody, my advice in everything is, even if you don't want to do it, even if you don't feel like doing it, even if you don't feel like it's working, even if you feel like it's bad, even if it hurts, even if it sucks, as long as you try, as long as you're putting in effort, even if you feel like you're not going anywhere and you're stagnant, at least you're trying. And at least, like, you owe it to yourself to at least not give up on yourself. I just tell people, don't give up on yourself. Just keep going. Keep trying. Like, I'm just gonna just, how do I, like, word this? There's light at the end of the tunnel. You know, you may not see the light, but there's light there, you know? It's all about, like, trusting the process. I'm not good at trusting the process. I'm not good at, like, I'm the kind of person who expects immediate gratification. I expect instant results, you know? I've never been, like, real patient, but there's light at the end of the tunnel. every time I've struggled something mentally, emotionally, I bounce back. Like, I feel good afterwards. I was feeling really bad before I started podcasting. I don't know if we noticed, the voice was a little shaky, but I was feeling really bad. I felt really bad this morning. Oh my gosh, I felt really bad this morning. And I journaled. And then, oh my gosh, we started talking about old people in class, and I started thinking about my grandmother and almost cried. But through the end of the day, I felt okay. I was good. Like, there was light at the end of my day. Even though my day is ending and I'm sad again. But I'm here to bring light back to my day. Like, if I didn't hit this point, I just want to talk about, like, mentally, we all struggle. I just told you guys, like, I struggle really bad sometimes mentally. It's really hard when your brain is the one against you. It's really hard when your thoughts are the one telling you, like, be less of who you are. Do this less. Love less. Talk less. Show your personality less. People don't like that about you. When all the things you think about yourself are so negative, that obviously affects the way you go about your day. You go about your relationships with other people. You know, your... And when I say relationships, oh my gosh, please don't think I'm always talking about, oh, romantic interaction. I'm talking about, like, friendships, passing by relationships, like, things like that. Oh my god. But when your thoughts are negative, when your mental space is bad, obviously that affects your vibrations, your energy, your interactions, your responses, your willingness to do stuff, your motivation. It affects you. It affects you in different aspects. It affects so much and so hard because, especially too when it gets cold. I don't know if you guys believe in seasonal depression. I believe in seasonal depression. I've always believed in seasonal depression. But I do truly believe that when it gets colder, gloomier, darker outside, that's when people have more heightened feelings of sadness, more heightened feelings of depression, you know? That's when it really skyrockets. That's when it really gets worse because there's no sun out. You know, obviously, the brighter it is, it's like the color theory, you know, the brighter the room or whatever, the more, like, positive the vibes, the more energetic, like, blue represents sadness, yellow represents happiness, you know? Things like that. But my emphasis on this episode, one, is to just shine light on mental health and mental health awareness and that everybody struggles with mental health. I struggle with mental health. You probably struggle with mental health listening to this podcast, and it's very normal. I do have, like, a lot of thoughts sometimes, and it's about just not believing what you think. It's really hard because I literally told you guys, I sat in my bed. I, like, oh my gosh, I go through moods where I, like, deactivate all my Instagram accounts. I'll, like, deactivate my social media accounts. It's literally because my brain's like, yep, you post too much and you're just, like, a really annoying person. So, like, delete your account. And I always come back because I'm like, why did I deactivate? Like, I love being a chaotic internet person. Like, duh. But, like, it's just mentally, and I don't mean to, because I'm never, I'm sorry. I'm never going to get super duper 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 vulnerable in my talks of mental health. Of myself or in any other instance unless I can really elaborate and unpack each thing I say. My objective for this episode was to show an awareness of mental health, my struggle with mental health, everybody's struggle with mental health, you know, make people more compassionate and empathetic for the way we respond, react, and treat other people too, because we don't know what other people are dealing with and going through. But to show, most importantly, that your bad times are not a forever thing. It's not permanent. It's not forever. You know, seasons change. So too, even if it's just, boom, I only get super sad, depressed, anxious, whatever, like during the winter, fall time. Summertime, it's great. We're lit. We're active. We're having fun. But there's light at the end of the tunnel. That's literally the goal in making this episode, is showing you guys or telling you guys that, you know, your feelings just will not last forever and there's no need to wallow. Do not let your feelings of sadness consume you and eat you alive, you know? be stronger than your feelings and your thoughts, and stop believing everything that your brain tells you, every negative thought that comes into mind. Like, if you need a support system, because I know I was the one who said, like, I don't confide in other people when it comes to my mental health, you know, or how I'm feeling emotionally. I really don't. I do not tell people about me being super sad. I do not tell people about me feeling down. Not because I'm, like, scared. If you feel more comfortable being vulnerable, I definitely always suggest that as a route. But, like I said, I just feel more satisfied podcasting or praying or talking to myself about it and really analyzing my own personal feelings rather than having to navigate that out with someone else and, like, trying to understand, like, I just don't like trying to get people to understand me. Like, I don't want, like, it's not that I don't want to be understood. I just don't want to be like, no, you're not getting it. Like, that's not what it is. And, like, I don't want to do that. So I'm not saying that's, like, for everybody, but please, like, take care of yourself and take care of your emotional state too, your mental state. You know, mental health matters. It's closing out September. I do want to give a little mental health awareness month episode, of course, because I love mental health. Strong mental health advocate, because I love it. But yeah, definitely just wanted to emphasize that. And I went back listening through the podcast episodes, and I wanted to just really get this out there in a stronger way. So what I'm saying is, like, it's not permanent. Like, these feelings aren't permanent. Situation's not permanent. The way you feel, it's just not a permanent feeling. I don't have, like, a, okay, do this, you're gonna feel better, do this, this is gonna happen, do this, change, you know? Because it's, like, a one step at a time kind of thing. And something that worked last time may not work this time. But yeah, I don't know, guys, I just felt really bad. I don't know if I want to elaborate. Like, I love talking about mental health. I love just the conversation of mental health, because I want people to know, like, you're never alone. Everybody struggles mentally. I used to have really, really, really bad overthinking problems. And now that I, like, still have overthinking problems, I was literally thinking about it. I was like, why is it so hard for me to trust people? I was like, I really have to heal from that, because at first I used to feel such, like, security in a lot of relationships and friendships I had, that if you said something, I would believe you. But now, and even if you don't say anything, I just am gonna overthink, and it really stresses me out. I hate overthinking. I hate that my brain comes up with an idea and then I come up with 16,000 other ideas. And I freak myself out. That's how I feel about college. I have a really crippling fear I'm a fail. I have a crippling fear I'm gonna be a failure. I don't know. Like, I really don't know. Like, when I think about the future, I hate it. I hate thinking about the future. I don't want to think about it. And that's so weird, because ever since I was younger, I used to be so excited. Like, I would tell my, like, best friend at the time. We were in fifth grade, and I remember saying, like, when we're 18, do you think we're all still gonna be friends? And we're all gonna, like, hang out and have cars? And, like, we're going to be, like, those cute little friend groups you see in the TV shows. I was gassed. Like, I was so excited to talk about the future. I don't want to talk about the future. Let's not talk about it. Obviously, my head's in the future. I'm focused on my future. I'm focused on my goals. Does it scare me? Absolutely. But I try to push through. I try to push through the fear. I feel it, and I keep going, even though it scares me. And I pray about it because it scares me. But, yeah, I have a really big fear of failure. I feel like I can't fail, and if I fail, I feel like I'm gonna just disappoint everybody around me. I don't know, maybe I put myself on a pedestal or a standard I, like, have just subconsciously given myself that I'm scared I won't even reach. And I've always been, like, a big overachiever. Like, that's why I started freshman year. Like, I joined a bunch of APs. So I was like, I want a challenge. Like, ew. If I could go back freshman year, I think the only AP honors classes I would ever take would be English. Yep. Say that GPA a bit. But, yeah. I feel like this was so pessimistic. Like, I'm so sorry if it was. Stop allowing yourself to wallow in your sadness. The sadness is not forever. You are loved. You are awesome. I love you. And I will see you guys next week. Thanks for listening to this episode. Bye.